What the Pentagon knows about UFOs. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In an unofficial hearing at the National Press Club in Washington, several former members of Congress are hearing from UFO researchers who hope to pressure the real Congress to order the Pentagon to disclose what it knows about alien visitors. Retired Air Force Captain David Schindel said he witnessed a large hovering object shut down a nuclear missile launch site in Minot, North Dakota, where he was stationed in 1966.
Our eyes were immediately transfixed on the Launch Control Council, which showed that all missiles were off alert and unlaunchable. We had never seen such a thing before.
All the witnesses say they've been victims of a campaign of ridicule and intimidation by the government. And one of the presiders at the hearing, former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel, who retired in 1981 and briefly ran for president in 2008, thinks he knows why.
What's been proven is that somebody out there, extraterrestrial, can shut off our defense capability just like that. Just like that. Now, how do you think that makes the people in Congress who are appropriating billions and billions of dollars for a defense system that doesn't work if you really push to shove? And they've got to put a lid on this.
I have to say, if it turns out there is some alien force capable of paralyzing the world's nuclear weapons, I don't think we'd freak out. I would think we'd welcome them and discreetly direct their attention to North Korea and Iran. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.